Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Well, as I was praying about what to share with you, I just felt the Lord wanting to just encourage, reaching out to you by His Spirit to encourage your heart. You know, we've all done it. We've all looked around and definitely determined that the grass had to be greener on the other side of the fence. You know, we're sheep, and basically, it does look better over there. It's so easy to become discontented with our present circumstances and yearn for change of any kind sometimes. Just, you know, sometimes we think, if only I were there, or anywhere but here, I'd be all right. We dream of what we would do if only we were not here, if we didn't have these present situations to deal with, if we weren't in these circumstances. David felt that way. In Psalm 55 and 6, he said, "Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest." Have you ever felt that way? Well, and you've asked the Lord, you've prayed, and it's like, "Lord, I don't see any change." Well, as we look at the book of Job, we can see that God sometimes delays answers for His purposes. We look at the lives of Paul and the other disciples. They suffered many hardships during the course of their lives. And sometimes it's easy to feel distracted and discouraged because we feel so weary and that our cause is too big, too entrenched, too hard, taking too long to change. And yet, emotional ups and downs will dwindle. They will fade. They won't be that important as we contemplate God's declaration through the prophet Joel. As he said in Joel 2:25 through 26, and this is a very familiar and personally meaningful verse to me because the Lord spoke it, I don't know how many times prophetically over me, that He would restore to you, this is Joel, "I will restore to you the years the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar, and you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed." You know, beloved, the Lord knows and understands that in our humanity, we are creatures that are bound by time. His realm is the realm of eternity. That's why in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, verse 12, the word counsels us that it is through faith and patience. It's not just faith, it's patience also that we inherit the promises. We have to live on what is. God is the God of the present. We know, don't you, that your times are in His hand, and He's a God full of suddenlies. I found in my life sometimes the very major important things that occurred were done very suddenly after a period of what seemed to be just, you know, inactivity, nothing happening. And then when He moves, it's amazing. I know back in 1984 when Brother Glass and I bought our home in Tracy, it was a small two-bedroom home, and we never thought we would own one. Well, the Lord moved in a series of miracles. I remember we were with some minister friends. It was Memorial Day. Where were we down? Down at Bodega Dunes or something like that, somewhere. We were by the ocean, and it was just for a few days over Memorial Day, and we were thinking, because we couldn't afford a house, we were thinking, well, maybe we'll look at a mobile home. And the other minister says, "Oh, no, you don't want to do that." And so he basically sent us, he said, "Say, I saw in the paper there's some new homes advertised out in Tracy." And of course, our home was only $79,000 at that point in time. So we went out, and I said, I do not want to move further than Livermore, because all of our, for years, our ministry was just in the Bay Area. And so we went out closing time, and we saw, and we went to the wrong subdivision, but it was that God sent us to that subdivision. And as I said, that was Memorial Day. We began to think about it. 2 months later, we were sitting in the living room of our home. We had just moved in. When we first saw it, it was just foundation. So in a matter of, that's unheard of, 2 months, you find a home, it's built, and you move in. So God can, that's a just one of the personal experiences. So we have to live on what is. You know, the children of Israel were supernaturally fed manna as they journeyed to the promised land. Manna means what is, or what is it? They lived on what is, just as we must. They got tired of manna, but it did nourish and sustain them until they reached the promised land. We can get upset and frustrated with life's delays, or we can choose to praise God and learn contentment as the Apostle Paul. I have learned that in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound everywhere and in all things. I'm instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And immediately following in context, the next verse he pens are those immortal words, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's Philippians 4, 11, 13. Beloved brother and sister, you can live on what is, and the manna will feed you until you get to God's better thing, that promised land he has promised for you. I feel the Spirit of the Lord, and I just want to obey him right now. Just open your heart to receive this word from the Lord. My beloved, you've only just begun. Have I not said in my word that I'm doing a new thing? Consider Job. Did I not bring him into a new beginning when it looked like all was lost and everything was over? He had lost family, friends, his possessions. Didn't I make his latter years more fruitful, more prosperous and glorious than all his former? Beloved, it's my time for you to move out into that new thing I want to do in your life. Look not at what you have done or have not done. Don't dwell on where you've been, for yesterday is forever gone, and today is at hand, a day of salvation and of new things. It is a new beginning. It's a time of a restoration. Although there may be giants in the land, fear not, but be filled with faith, even as my servants Joshua and Caleb, who said, we are more than able to take the land. I have given them into your hands, beloved. See only the rich, good and desirable things of the promised land, your inheritance. So go forward in my name, for I take you into a new place in me, into newness of life. The best is yet to be. Your latter days shall be greater than all your former, for I have begun a new thing, and I have decreed it to be so, says your Father. My beloved, remember, in every situation, no matter how bad it looks, no matter how bad it seems, my power is there to redeem it. Even the attacks of the enemy can be reversed, beloved, to contribute to your growth in godliness and to help you to receive my wisdom, that godly wisdom which is from above. My spirit is with you. I have promised I would never leave nor forsake you. I have promised to help you. If only you will ask me, and I will enable you to begin to view every challenge from a different perspective. You will look at things differently if you will allow me to give you that perspective. You are already seated in heavenly places, and if you can look from that heavenly perspective, you are seated with me in Christ Jesus. You will then no longer feel that everything is restriction or confinement or loss. but you will see rather that which I allow to come into your life contributes to your coming into the full stature and the full measure of your Lord and Christ. I counsel you, my beloved, yea, your Father speaks to you today, to bring every thought into captivity, into the mind of Christ. And if you should do that, it will bring you great joy. It will give you strength, and it will also provide spiritual and practical victories in your life. And as you do this, even as my word declares, so shall you be changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, says your Father. Praise God. Beloved, we have so much to be grateful for. Thank you, Lord, for your ministry. And Lord, I ask you right now that you would minister to every listener. Lord, we just receive your words to us, Lord, that we won't wander around in the wilderness for 40 years, as the children of Israel did because of unbelief. But Lord, we thank you that you give us the faith that we need. Lord, we just have to act on it. Fear may come, doubt may try to come, but Lord, I just pray for my brothers and sisters that they will resist doubt. They will resist fear. I take authority over the spirit of fear in the name of Jesus. It is written, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And Father, I loose that power, that might to them, Lord, that they shall excel in the strength of the Lord, that you right now, from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet, send your anointing to them to deliver them from every yoke of bondage and set them free in the name of Jesus. Lord, I praise you and I thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to minister to you today. I'm so grateful to be able to come into your homes, your workplaces, your automobiles, and just share this time with you. If you ever miss a broadcast, just go to unveilchrist.org and you can listen to the podcast at your convenience at any time. Thank you so much. I do ask for your prayers, and if you're able to help the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart, won't you do what you can to keep this broadcast on the air? I love you. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.